Thanks for joining us again for another Heartland Filmmaker interview. Today we are talking to Tom McCarthy, director of the recent Truly Moving Picture Award winner, Win Win. Tom also directed the 2007 award winner, The Visitor. Speaking with him today is Tim Irwin, the Truly Moving Picture Award Program Director.
Hello there.
Hey Tom, Tim Irwin with Heartland Truly Moving Pictures. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you? Thanks.
Doing well, thanks. Well, we appreciate you taking some time today. Just had a few questions for you.
Sure, got it.
To begin with, maybe could you give us just a little bit of information about the film and the story for our listeners?
I guess the seed of the movie started with talking about high school wrestling. An old friend of mine, one of my oldest friends, who is not a writer but rather a lawyer, an elder law attorney, used to wrestle together in high school, and we started joking around about it one night, and I thought, you know, there's probably a movie in here somewhere, and I started to dig a little bit deeper into the story, and specifically into elder law and some of the issues it deals with in the film. I was just really excited to kind of focus on a suburban family, a kind of middle-class suburban family, where there's a man who's kind of very involved with his family and his community and his life, and is quite content and happy, that being played by Paul Giamatti. But it's not quite working because of the financial times, and it's his struggle to kind of make that work. And in doing that, he makes some missteps, some moral and ethical missteps. And as a result, all these changes come into his life, including this young man, Kyle Timmons, who turns out to be a very good athlete from a very broken home. And I guess from there, the family starts to deal with, you know, how we live with our mistakes and how we find redemption a lot of times through the kindness of strangers to some degree.
Great. A lot of times we talk to directors who are sort of brought on by producers to direct a script, but you wrote the script yourself. How was the process different for you with this one?
All three films that I've made, I have wrote the script and then went on to direct. This one was a little different because, like I said, I was working with an old friend of mine who really kind of gave me insight. I don't live in a suburb, and I don't even have a family yet, and he does. And so we spent a lot of time together talking about that, talking about some of the nuances of elder law, and ultimately just talking a lot about how we could make this film really entertaining. I felt like there was enough heart and there was enough substance to the movie. I really wanted to be sure that audiences had a good time and had a good laugh while they were going on the journey. So that was kind of my main concern going into the story. It's like, how do we make this really compelling and really vital and ultimately very fun from an audience? I always feel like audiences take more away from a film if they have a good time, if you can get them laughing and get them caring about the characters. So that was my focus.
Sure. I think you succeeded marvelously. I had a great time watching it.
Great.
Were there some personal experiences that provided some fodder for the story? Like, there are just little side quests, like the boiler in the basement that sounds a little bit funny. Did this come
boiler,
from something?
You know, I spent a lot of time writing at Joe's office out in New Providence where the movie was set, so I thought it was a good place to set up camp and kind of soak in a little bit of the environment. And he has one of those clanking boilers, and the thing used to scare the heck out of me. It was so loud. And I finally went down. I was like, when are you going to do something about that boiler? It's like, oh, that's a whole story. So then I would go back up and put it in the movie, and a lot of that happened, not to mention a lot of the wrestling scenes. The idea of a coach slapping a kid in the head to get him ready, give him a little wake-up slap. We had a coach like that in high school. He used to smack us, you know, on the headgear so he didn't hurt us. But it was a good solace, like kind of, you know, waking us up and getting us psyched up for the match. And, of course, we use it a comic effect in the film, so we kind of draw on all sorts of personal experiences like that.
Sure. What was the process like for you getting your cast together? And then you get Alex, who plays Kyle. And where did he come from?
Yeah, I mean, we were lucky to get such a great cast, and I think they bring a lot to it, obviously, with Paul and Amy and Bobby and Jeffrey Tambor and Melanie Linsky and Burt Young. I mean, it's just a really the perfect cast and exactly the cast I wanted. But then we had to go find this young man who happens to be a championship wrestler, but had never acted a day in his life, and we kind of felt like that was the way to go. I knew I couldn't teach a kid how to wrestle in that short of time, but I felt like I could get this kid to act. And, you know, this young man just kind of jumped in. He really kept a sense of playfulness about the process, which is important because ultimately that's what you're doing. It's high-profile playing, and he just was really eager and willing to learn and to be directed, and he just ended up turning into a great performance, I think.
I think so, too. You did a great job. What was the creative process for you like, balancing the humor to make it enjoyable, but there are deeper themes and some times that are a little bit more serious?
Yeah.
For instance, Terry throws out one-liners at the most inopportune times, but it feels totally appropriate for the situation and the mood. What was that balancing act
like? I felt like watching Joe and his life, and it's very serious work. A lot of the work he does with some of the elderly, and he takes it very serious, like Mike does in the movie. And it can be heavy work, dealing with people who are, you know, near the end of their lives, or dealing with family issues, or in this case, dementia and guardianship. Heavy issues, and I think throughout that there are always moments of levity, and that's just true to life. And I think especially if you're in that line of work, you need that levity to kind of keep going. Otherwise, you'll just burn out. It's just too much. So I think that was sort of set the tone for me for the film. And you have a guy like Bobby around, or even the kids at times provide some levity, or Jeffrey Tambor's character, Kyle does. It just seemed true to life, and there's always that balance of, even sometimes when things are really getting dire, something happens that just cracks everybody up in the room. And I think it helps with the movie, because when I know I can hear it when I'm sitting in an audience and they're all laughing like that they're opening up. And when they're laughing like that, they're breathing. They're literally breathing, physically breathing more. And as a result, they're just more open to the story, to the emotion of the story. And, you know, we did a screening last night, and I had this big guy come up to me and say, I used to wrestle, my father was a wrestler, and that movie meant a lot to me. And he pulled me aside and said, I got to tell you, as a father, I kind of teared up near the end. I thought, well, that's exactly what we're setting out to do, you know, get people kind of feeling all kinds of things when they see the movie.
Perfect. One of the elements, and it deals with the end, but we won't talk about it specifically, but one of the elements I most appreciated was the way that you dealt with consequences for people's faulty decisions. But the consequences in the film, they aren't extreme. It's not life or death. It's not even really black and white. They're realistic, because Mike and some of the others in the film have to work through their mistakes. Why was that such an important element for you to have in the film?
Well, because I think, look, a lot of the problems I believe that are created, say, in this country at this time and place, aren't all done by evil people. We may disagree on politics, and we may disagree on social and religious issues. We may all come from different backgrounds. But I'm an optimist, and I believe in many of the problems are created by decent people who maybe make bad or misinformed decisions. And I think we're all subject to that. That's human nature. I think it's something that each of us struggle with every day in our own way. You know, I shouldn't have gotten mad like that, or I shouldn't have spoken to that person, or I should have, you know, whatever that little thing is. And I think that's what this story deals with. It's when decent people make some bad choices in tough times. And I think that was very compelling to me. And how, when that happens, how and do they find redemption, if at all? Are they seeking it, or does it come up? And maybe, like in the case of Mike Flaherty, kind of catches up to him. And I think it's that idea of disappointing your community, which is it's a pretty heavy deal, especially if it's your wife and your best friend and maybe right. Your clients. You know, then we start getting into reputation and a sense of dignity and those things that we hold very near to ourselves. So I think that was what was most compelling about this story to me, is a man really struggling with that. And honestly and obviously a good man, a guy who cares about his family, cares about his work, cares about his community, but he's under a lot of pressure.
Right. And why do you think, this may be outside the scope of just your film, but why do you think that sort of approach is so rare in movies these days? Few films seem capable or eager to work through some of the various situations that characters cause for themselves. Why is that not approached in film so often?
I don't know. Maybe it's because you got to find that right tone and balance. And I mean, I can't really speak for other filmmakers. I know it was a tricky script to write, as simple and straightforward as it looks, to try to get a film like this that would appeal to a broader audience, which I really wanted to do with this film. I think it's the kind of movie that can reach a really large audience and also still please those people who have more sophisticated tastes, possibly, with films. It's a tricky balance, you know, and I think you want to be real, but you don't want to be overly sentimental. You want to be funny, but I don't ever want to be broad or goofy. You want to be dramatic, but you don't necessarily want to be sensational. And there's a lot of little work, a lot of work that goes into that. And, you know, I think some films are more successful than others.
I think yours was very successful at interweaving all of those elements, because it strikes the right balance all the way through. And I thought the ending particularly was pitch perfect.
Well, thank you very much.
Another issue that comes up in the film at several points is the issue of control. Terry's life is spiraling out of control with his divorce. Mike's making bad decisions in an effort to regain control. And Kyle, at one point, lets on that the only place he feels comfortable and in control is in the wrestling ring. How did you go about developing that theme of control?
You know, I always wanted to ask a great athlete, what does it feel like? I wanted to be able to have coffee and be like, what does it feel like? And when I tried to answer that question, for me, and especially in the scope of the movie, you know, in talking with other athletes, that's what I both witnessed and that's what I heard when I kind of deciphered what they were telling me, which is like when they're in that place, on that court, in that arena, on that field, on that mat, they completely feel like they can control their world. It's off the mat, off the court, off the field, where things get blurry and more difficult. And I thought that just related perfectly to Mike's struggle, that he felt like he was losing grip on a life that he'd worked so hard to build for him and his family. And you can understand why a man might go to desperate, you know, lengths in a situation like that. It doesn't necessarily make it right, but I think any of us can understand that. And I think that's what audiences respond to. They see one of their own in Paul Giamatti struggling. And they know he's not a bad guy, but they know he's making some bad choices. And, you know, I think that's just very human.
Great. Well, I know you have a busy day, and just one last question for you.
Sure.
It's one that we ask every filmmaker that we interview. What are some of your most truly moving films? What are those films that inspire you to maybe be better at your craft or maybe engage you in the world or your community?
Well, I think one film I'd love to mention is because I thought it was a real inspiration for me in making this movie, was the film Breaking Away. I don't know if you remember that movie.
Yeah, I believe that's another Truly Moving Picture Award winner from a few years back, actually.
That's great. It's just such a great movie, and it deals so much with like family and growing up and feeling out of place and dreams, and ultimately has this sports theme to it with the biking that I think we hadn't seen a lot in movies when it came out. And it's just one of those movies that I think, and is really true to itself. It doesn't pander, and it doesn't condescend, and it doesn't comment. It's really funny, and it's really kind of, it just captures exactly the quality I was going for in Win-Win.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for your time today. Win-Win so far, it's been a fresh year so far, but it's one of my favorite films of the year. So,
well, thanks. We are really excited. It's great to have an organization like yours get behind the film, because I think it says a lot to hopefully reaching a broader audience, which I hope this film does.
Wonderful. I hope so, too. Thanks so much for your time, Tom.
Thank you very much.
That was Tom McCarthy speaking with us about his newest Truly Moving Picture Award winner, Win-Win. Catch it in limited release starting March 18th. We'd like to thank Fox Searchlight and Tom McCarthy for taking the time to talk with us and for creating such an honest and introspective award-winning film.